Hey class, Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Carolina Panthers are coming to town. Now, coming off their sort of Super Bowl hangover, we don't want to give these guys any light. So let's take a look at some of the things I think our defense can do well against this Carolina Panthers offense. In this first play, we're going to see basically a double A-gap blitz with a stunt. This is something our defense runs. They started running probably after third or fourth game where they use both linebackers to press the center and the guard, and they run a speedy defensive tackle, or even sometimes Khalil Mack, around. It's a game that creates a lot of disruption and really hampers blocking, especially with teams that like to offer max protection. I say max protection because they've got a tight end and a running back in here, along with their five offensive linemen. So Minnesota has a well-timed blitz, and let's take a look how it works for them. See how the linebackers pick the center and the guard? Make it almost impossible. That, added with good coverage down the field, allows Minnesota to get to Cam very early for this set. Great play by the defense there. Now, before we take a look at this next clip, I want to give you a little pass protection 101. In traditional cut blocking, the tackles are in charge of the width of the pocket, meaning they have to remain wide so the quarterback has a nice cushion between them and the defensive ends. The center and the two guards are in charge of the depth of the pocket, meaning they have to buy as much of the line of scrimmage and not get collapsed back into the quarterback. So if there is outside pressure, he has somewhere to step up in and deliver the ball. That's pass blocking 101. When that breaks down, it's really hard for a quarterback to feel comfortable. Minnesota, in this next clip we're going to see, breaks down the protection very early. Look at the tackle set, or gets collapsed into Cam's back by a good power rush. Coverage downfield, nothing fancy about it. Power on power. Now you've got three Vikings on top of Cam Newton. Easy sack, win for the defense. So what happens if your defense is struggling to keep Cam contained? He is a running quarterback and very difficult to bring down. You might have to assign him a spy. In this case, Minnesota does exactly that with Anthony Barr, middle linebacker. He essentially is going to come behind the nose guard, and as the play develops, just watch Cam Newton. That's his only responsibility. On top of that, you've got seven guys in coverage, which can cause some confusion for a quarterback struggling to get the passing game going. So watch how this play develops and watch what Minnesota does in order to get to Cam. Now it's just a three-man rush. Barr is just watching. He's not blitzing. When he sees that Cam is struggling to find somebody and the pressure is coming from the outside, one of the Minnesota teammates, Barr comes in there for the cleanup on the set. Very effective spot. So in closing, just like with any mobile quarterback, you have to be disciplined in your pass lanes. You have to do what you can to collapse the pocket to keep him contained. But most importantly, you have to add coverage down the field to make him hold on the ball, allow the sackers to get there. Just like any other team, the Carolina Panthers are beatable, and they've shown some vulnerabilities in their passing offense. It's going to be up to guys like Bruce Irvin and Khalil Mack to get to him early and often and make him pay for holding the ball. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.